First Presidential Report by President Sheila Wright. 1 year ago, I was honored to be elected as president of the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri. This report is not about me and what I have done, but is in fact about you, all of you, the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri. It in no way outlines everything that we've done over the last year, but it features some of the highlights. Before I begin talking about the specific work we have done, I would like to recognize Gary Wunder. Gary has been wonderful in terms of his encouragement and support. I'm sure it must have been difficult to remain silent while I responded to questions that had for so many years been directed to him, yet he was determined to stand back and let me be the president. He truly understood that he had given up the presidency and that the decisions were mine as the newly elected president. At the same time, he was always there to talk through the issues I had asked him about and give his opinions behind the scenes. In addition, he has been available for assignments whenever called upon. All this was important to assuring a smooth transition for the NFB of Missouri affiliate and to me, and Gary has and will continue to be a wonderful mentor for me. He is one of the giants whose shoulders I stand on. One of my first actions was to find someone that could serve on the task force of blind student academic and vocational performance. We had an unfilled seat on the task force, and I think that when it comes to education blind students K through 12, it is a dangerous place for us to be missing in action. Thank you, Jenny Carmack, for taking on this appointment and giving us a presence here once again. We were pleased that when the Children's Vision Summit was held in November, the keynote speaker was none other than Carlton Walker. This was an idea Daisha Cole had promoted before leaving the task force. Thank you to Jenny Carmack, Julie McGinnity, Kathy Hurley, Rita Lynch, Randy Carmack, and Amy Wilson, who helped with the NFB booth at the summit. We are very fortunate to have Jean Fleeman as president of our Missouri Association of Blind Merchants. This division is made up of blind persons who are managers in the Randolph Shepherd program, small business owners, and other entrepreneurs. We have seen growth in the division this year and welcome several members who are either here today or listening online. In May 2017, Jean Fleeman traveled to Washington, D.C. for a fly-in to work on issues related to the Randolph Shepherd program. In June, the Missouri Association of Blind Merchants held a meeting during the Business Enterprise Program's annual meeting at Grand Glaze Inn. Though it was a short meeting, we were glad to have an opportunity to talk with many of the BEP managers about the NFB of Missouri and our work on behalf of blind vendors. Thank you, Jean Fleeman, Gary Wunder, and Jeff Wright. Perhaps one of the most exciting programs is our Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning, Bell Academy. This past summer was our fourth summer to hold the Bell Academy in St. Louis. The individuals who volunteered gave 2 weeks of their summer to allow us to host this incredible program for blind children ages 4 to 12. Thank you to Debbie Wunder, our Bell Academy coordinator, for your leadership, and thanks to all the Bell staff that makes this project so meaningful to our Bell ringers. We are pleased to announce that this coming summer we will be offering the Bell Academy in both Kansas City and St. Louis. The dates for Kansas City are June 18 through 29, and St. Louis will be July 23 to August 3rd. You will hear more about this later in the convention. Thanks to the NFB of Illinois and the National Association to promote the use of Braille, our affiliate was able to offer the Braille Readers or Leaders contest to K-12 students throughout Missouri. We did not have much lead time to advertise the program, but I am proud to announce the 13 participants did submit reading logs and qualify for prizes. Congratulations to Holly Connor from Missouri, who won first place in the 6th through 8th grade division. We look forward to offering this program to young blind Missourians at the end of the year and hope even more readers from Missouri will participate. I haven't mentioned the National Fitness Challenge yet, and I promise not to talk about it too long here. You've already seen our Sports and Recreation Committee in action here today. We participated in this program through the United States Association of Blind Athletes and the Anthem Foundation from mid-March through the end of November. I do want to include it here, though, to ask you to help me thank Robin House for the outstanding job she did managing this project for us. Thank you to everyone who participated in the fitness challenge and to those that were on the front lines assisting Robin with the many logistics. There's lots of places one can look if he or she wants more details about this topic, so I'm stepping forward to my next topic. I sometimes think social media has invaded our lives, but Amy Wilson has taken it on to help us spread the word about the National Federation of Blind of Missouri. With both Facebook and Twitter, I believe it is possible to get the word out about our programs and philosophy much faster. I think that our social media committee invests a lot of thought and energy to develop and maintain a presence on the internet. Thank you, Amy Wilson, Daisha Cole, Brittany Burke, Robin Wallen, and Randy Carmack. The rest of us can help, too, by liking or sharing the posts. Let's use social media when it's appropriate to help us educate the world that blindness does not define us. However, let's not allow
it to replace the face-to-face communication that takes place when we are together or reach out to those who have not seen in a while. Our webpage is becoming better and better every day with the work of Randy Carmack and the webpage committee that gives him feedback. Randy will be talking with you about the changes you will see when you visit us at nfbmo.org. I will not steal his thunder in this report. Randy, just know how much we appreciate the many late-night hours you invest in keeping our webpage current and ever-changing. Daniel Garcia and the Public Relations Committee are mastering the art of writing press releases and working on other ways to promote the NFB of Missouri. I believe that they have issued at least 5 press releases, including one for this convention. Thank you for your work over the past year. Before leaving this whole focus on our communication team, I would be remiss not to mention Carol Coulter, our Blind Missourian editor. Carol does a great job getting the Blind Missourian out. However, she would love to have more of you submitting articles for her to consider for publication. I'd like to say thank you to Helen Stevens and Gary Wonder for proofing it, and Elizabeth Coulter, who reads the audio version of The Blind Missourian. Carol always welcomes articles. Please feel free to write your reports and stories down and submit them for consideration by the editor. Our Blind Missourian is available in many formats, large print, NFB newsline, email, and on thumb drive. If you don't think one of these works for you, you can find it out on the NFBMO listserv or our state webpage. In other words, we put it out there and trust you will read and share it. We kicked off Meet the Blind Month with a White Cane Awareness Proclamation, and I believe our chapters had at least 8 Meet the Blind events. We had an excellent team this year for the Washington Seminar, and although we did not have many members of Congress from Missouri co-sponsoring our bills when we arrived in Washington, D.C., we did not let it put a damper on us. The representatives this year were Julie McGinnity, Daniel Garcia, Daniel Hodges, and Gary Wonder. As a result of our time on the Hill, we now have Senator Blunt as a co-sponsor on AIM High. Congressman Emanuel Cleaver and Blaine Luchtemeyer have both signed on to the AIM High, and Representative Cleaver has co-sponsored the Access Technology Affordability Act. While we are thrilled to have these members on as co-sponsors, we still have some work to do. Please help with the follow-up that is needed to move us closer to our legislative goals. On the state level, our governmental affairs chair is Roger Crum. Roger and the GA committee have had their work cut out for them this year. Roger helped obtain the proclamation, set up a very successful Jefferson City seminar, and has represented us at hearings. Our GA committee is one of the largest committees we have, and when we have meetings, it is one of the best attended. Everyone on it is engaged in what we are doing. It is an awesome team. Roger will talk later in the convention about the specific issues. Thank you, Roger and committee members. Thank you also to Julie McGinnity, Rita Lynch, Kathy Hurley, Gary Wonder, and Brian Wiekamp, who have represented us at committee hearings in the House and Senate. On Sunday, you will hear from Julie McGinnity about the activities of our membership committee, which concluded with a very successful membership workshop on Friday afternoon here at this convention. The groundwork has been laid, and we must move forward with all of your help to spread the news about the National Federation of the Blind and help us build our ranks in Missouri. Much of our work is not a big event, but is essential work that not everyone is aware of. Our work to be sure that surveys are completed to monitor and provide feedback to Uber and ensure that persons using service animals are not denied service by Uber and rideshare companies is one such program. Thank you to Robin Wallen for heading up our efforts here in Missouri. She has done an awesome job, and it is not over. We ask if you travel with a dog guide or with others that use a dog guide that you complete the survey. We need reports on trips not only when there are problems, but when drivers do all the right things, too. This is a project that will continue for several more years. When you see messages from Robin about spreading the news and getting surveys in, treat it like big news and help renew interest. I'd also like to thank those that helped with the testing of automatic teller machines. This, too, was in follow-up to litigation, and our Missouri affiliate members tested over 20 machines. This report would not be complete if I did not recognize our NFB of Missouri Board of Directors. We have a strong board with much talent. I appreciate the support you have provided throughout the year. Your willingness to step forward and accept new assignments and have been key in our success this year. I'm confident that future leaders are emerging among us. Let's go build the National Federation of the Blind in Missouri.